Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
We're familiar with the benefits of exercise on physical health, but can it help with mental health? Paul Gorzynski and Guy Fortner from the University of Toronto in Canada have reviewed the evidence for people with schizophrenia. Paul tells us more.
When we started this Cochrane review, we knew of a handful of qualitative and quasi-experimental studies that had investigated the effects of exercise and physical activity programs in schizophrenia, but we were curious whether exercise could be shown to have an impact on mental health if we just looked at evidence from randomized trials, commonly considered the strongest research design for examining the therapeutic effect of an intervention. After an exhaustive literature search, we found three trials that met our inclusion criteria. Although this may seem like a small number of studies, we were encouraged that all of these had been conducted in the last few years, suggesting growing research interest in this area. When we examined the three trials closely, we found that exercise significantly improved negative symptoms compared to standard care. Another important finding was that when we looked at the one trial comparing regular exercise with yoga, we found that yoga had a greater effect on mental health than regular exercise. This interesting study from India also found that people in the yoga group had better quality of life scores than regular exercisers. With regard to physical health, we saw that aside from improving physical fitness, overall, studies did not find significant changes in body mass index, or BMI, waist-to-hip ratio, final weight, or resting blood pressure. But the inability to detect any changes on these outcomes may reflect the short nature of these studies. Perhaps our most surprising finding was actually not in the three trials we examined, but rather in the large number of studies still awaiting classification for the review. We are still seeking more information for seven studies, and five of these were conducted in China. For us, this highlights the need for Western researchers to connect with international colleagues more and improve channels of information dissemination and knowledge translation. As researchers concerned with improving the quality of life of individuals living with schizophrenia, we certainly have a lot that we can learn from one another. Before I sign off, a quick message for clinicians and policymakers in mental health. Please recognize the immense benefits that exercise can have on not only the physical health of individuals with schizophrenia, but also their psychological and social well-being. It is really a potentially win-win recommendation. Incorporating exercise and physical activity programs into existing clinical practices will benefit clients, and we highly encourage you to find ways of making this important treatment option accessible to your clients. We still need more research that will help us learn how we can get people with schizophrenia engaged in exercise programs in the first place, and how such programs can be developed and implemented within mental health services. That's one of the biggest challenges for this type of intervention research.
There's more information on the types of exercise that Paul and Guy were able to study, and on the trials that they are still working on in their full review. It's available at www.thecochranelibrary.com.